Well, ever since you announced you were coming to BYU, this is a game you've probably thought about. Did you circle it originally, or were you kind of maybe dreading this moment, or what are your emotions going into this?
I think I'm just extremely excited and passionate to be able to take the field with so many individuals that have impacted my career, you know, both at the University of Utah and now being here at BYU. Circling a game, I don't think that doesn't, you know, a lot of people could say it's just another game. Obviously, I could feel that it isn't. But I've never had this game just circled because I believe that, you know, every game deserves the fullness of my energy at that time. So now this game is circled, now that it's game week. But prior to, it's been other focused.
And then just looking at Devin Dampier, he's a guy that can beat you with his arms and his legs. What are the challenges going against a quarterback like that?
Yeah, a great dual threat QB, someone that we look forward to challenging our defense. But we've been blessed to be able to be prepped against other quarterbacks like Noah Fifita and individuals who have tested us with their dual threat as well. And so we're just going to go out there and stick to the scheme, stick to the plan that we have, and give it our best shot.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
Keanu, just what are your expectations as far as basically the chess match in the trenches where you know Utah's offensive line, they know you. The challenges of that dynamic?
Yeah, I love that term, chess match. When I think of those guys, it's been a blessing to go against them for the past 3 years. It was a different offensive scheme. Now them having a new coordinator. Similarly, I play a little bit of a different technique here at the University of Utah. So I think it'll just be who can stick to their fundamentals and ultimately who can play with that passion, but keep that that engagement and focus that is critical to high performance.
How important in these rivalry games is just sticking to those fundamentals and not maybe getting outside of your comfort because these emotions can run high? Just the importance of the fundamentals. It sounds so simple.
Yeah. Again, I think the emotions are so critical. And I think they can be used in such an amazing fashion to help you to perform greater. But again, I think like we were talking about, it has to be siphoned through fundamentals and technique. It can't be abandoning your technique. And so it's absolutely critical for the success of the game to stick to that technique.
Next question from Kyle Ireland.
Yeah, I know obviously this is a rivalry game for both sides, but when you look at your time at Utah to now at BYU, is it a different focus maybe on, you know, treating it more like it's not just another game or it is the rivalry game? Like, how is it different between the way that the BYU coaching staff and your teammates view this game to maybe your time at Utah?
Yeah, I love the position that I'm in, considering being on both sides. And I think that the way that both teams attack it is recognizing that there is extra passion, extra emotions that's going into this game. But I do believe that BYU, not just in the difference of culture, but in the perspective of the way that they go about the game, is handled a little bit different. And I think both are great. And I'm just buying into what BYU and what Kalani's culture is for this week.
Next question from Jay Catch.
County, you've had those personal fouls the last two games. Just kind of what's been your mindset as you've dealt with that, especially having to sit out the majority of the game against Arizona?
Unfortunate. You know, I think potentially West Virginia's was a little bit more of a dumb play on my behalf. Noah's a great quarterback. He's a little shorter than I am, so I need to learn how to tackle those shorter quarterbacks. But they're bumps in the road, and they're learning experiences to go and be even better this week. It's just staying disciplined to my technique, my fundamentals, and just staying consistent. I think that happens to everybody. Unfortunately, it was a little undisciplined on my behalf, but I recognize that I can bounce back and learn from those lessons.
I also wanted to ask you, do you communicate much with the guys at Utah since you left Utah, and will there be any communication this week?
I haven't I keep in touch. I've gone to certain weddings. I've gone to hang out with them at certain times. We've over the summer, since season, there's not much free time. So not really. This week, there probably won't be much communication other than that Saturday when we're on the field against each other. But no, I'm hoping the best for those guys, and I look forward to a competitive match.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Keanu, since you left Utah, there's been a lot written and said, and some vitriolic kind of stuff, and including at the Big 12 media days. Does that kind of fuel your fire at all, or is that kind of water under the bridge?
I think it's both, which can seem contradictory, but I recognize that there's moments where I need to recognize that people are going to say things, and the way of the world is it's just going to happen, and communication is a huge part of this field, and recognizing that mental strength has to be a battle we fight amidst a lot of voices, but it is also a blessing to have some extra fuel to the fire, again, as long as it's siphoned into the proper performance and proper focus.
Next question from Dana Green.
And Keanu, kind of building on that, in this rivalry, there's a lot of trash talking between fans. On the field, is there a lot of trash talking? And are you a guy that likes to use a little trash talk, you know, to fire yourself up in the game?
I think so. I think football is a huge, heavily amplified by trash talking, not just off the field, but I would say especially on the field. There's guys that aren't that way, and it's wise. You know, some people need to stay within their own zone, and that's not through communication. I do enjoy, I think that's within my zone, is talking a little bit. And so within these guys, I'm sure I'll hear a bunch of it, considering they know a lot about me and I know a lot about them. But it wouldn't be competition if it wasn't that way.